Homer Volunteer Fire Department has had a lot of good news lately. They received $1 million from the city to remodel their fire station, plus two grants. KBBI's Dacia Eaton has more.
Homer Fire Chief Bob Painter says the project has been underway for about 2 weeks. The remodel is the result of 2.5 years of planning. It costs $1 million and was funded by the city of Homer after the department was removed from plans for a new public safety building.
The price tag just got too high. So they came to me, the public safety building committee, and the city came and said, what do we need to do to the existing fire station to make it usable for the next 15 years plus?
The answer was a lot. Original flooring will be replaced, a diesel exhaust removal system installed, and concrete floors in the fire truck bays redone, among other things. Homer Fire Department is a combination department. They have about 30 volunteers, 5 full-time staff, and 2 seasonal employees. Painter says the department's call volume has increased over the past decade, and he estimates they'll likely respond to around 700 calls this year. One additional improvement that Painter's pleased about is that new bunk rooms will be added upstairs to house volunteers.
We're going to add 2,000 square feet of additional living space, and that's going to incorporate right now, the plan is calling for 5 bunk rooms. These are going to be individual bunk rooms that volunteers can live in around the clock. And we're hoping to partner maybe with the college or with students that have Firefighter 1, maybe EMT, that can live in the station, and part of the room and board will be responding to calls when they're not otherwise engaged in study or work.
Painter says the building was last improved during a 1995 seismic retrofit. The department had 2 other reasons to celebrate this week. First, the city of Homer received a Staffing for Adequate Fire and Emergency Response, or SAFER grant, through Homeland Security for an assistant fire chief at the department. It's a 2-year grant that fully funds an assistant chief position, something that's been unheard of for many years due to budget constraints. Also this week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Office on Monday delivered a new ambulance to Chief Painter in Anchorage. The total cost of the ambulance was $175,000. USDA RD Alaska provided $25,000 in funding. The state of Alaska supplied $70,000. And the city of Homer picked up the remaining cost. In Homer, I'm Dacia Eaton.